The original Occupy Albany encampment was one of 2,000 across the globe inspired by the sit-in in New York's Zuccotti Park. It sprung up in Lafayette Park across from the state capitol building in October 2011. More than 100 protesters, ranging from high school students to senior citizens, demonstrated in a show of solidarity bent on curbing corporate greed and the influence of Wall Street. Media immediately began to identify local voices of the national movement. UAlbany activist Sharman Hussein said then that Occupy had special meaning for all college students.
The education system is deteriorating because it's getting privatized, our tuition is getting hiked, as well as all our resources are being cut. We're asked to pay more for less.
Fast forward 5 years. Did Occupy Albany make a difference? Kathy Manley was another familiar face and voice during Occupy Albany.
Since Occupy, there's a great deal of understanding about the income inequality that we have in this country and how it's been increasing and increasing and how people are having a harder and harder time.
State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey agrees with that assessment and adds,
the economic divide in the country has grown tremendously. The wage gaps, the low-income wages have not kept pace, especially in the last 40 years, whereas those at the highest level, the one percenters that, again, the Occupy movement put on the map, that 1%, those incomes have grown dramatically in the last 40 years, even in the last 10 to 20 years. So I think it began the seeds of education. So in that regard, I give it tremendous credit.
Albany City Treasurer Darius Shahanfar believes Occupy successfully brought the important economic issues of everyday people to the forefront.
I think it really has changed the psychology of people, both in the capital region and nationwide, about what we expect from our government. And I think it really manifested itself in the Bernie Sanders campaign this year, that's for sure.
It's also for sure that Occupy Albany became a thorn in the side of state and local government. On December 22, 2011, as the cold and snow closed in, Occupy Albany ignored an order from the city to vacate the park. Then, on Christmas Eve, police moved in to end the occupation, arriving in the afternoon on the day of the deadline, as they had promised. In some other cities, lawmen came without warning in dead of night. By early evening, all the Occupy Albany tents were gone, save one taken intact by the protesters who paraded it through the city. That led to a protracted legal standoff. Eventually, charges against the protesters were not pursued by the district attorney. Again, Kathy Manley.
I don't know if I could point to particular victories that come directly from Occupy, but there's many, many people who were involved in Occupy who've been active since then in many causes and campaigns, like increasing the minimum wage, Black Lives Matter, and generally criminal justice reform, and a lot of environmental issues too, opposing global warming, protesting the oil trains.
In early 2012, Occupy Albany moved indoors, opened a storefront headquarters in the city, and to this day maintains a presence on Facebook, where, although apparently dormant, it waits for a new chance to mobilize the masses, perhaps. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.